Peripheral T cell fates after antigenic activation. Resting T cells become activated after stimulation by cognate antigen in the context of an antigen-presenting cell and co-stimulatory signals. Activated T cells produce and consume proliferative and survival cytokines, for example, IL-2, IL-4, and IL-7, and begin to expand in number. If regulatory T cells are present, they can deprive the activated T cells of proliferative and survival cytokines, especially IL-2, causing the activated T cells to undergo apoptosis. Once cells are proliferating rapidly, they have different fates depending on their environment. If they receive acute and strong antigenic stimulation, especially if it is encountered repeatedly, the cells will undergo re-stimulation-induced cell death. By contrast, if they receive chronic and weak antigenic stimulation, the cells will survive, but become reprogrammed into a specific, unresponsive transcriptional state known as T cell exhaustion. Finally, as the antigen and cytokine stimulation diminishes, as the immune response wanes, usually once the pathogen has been cleared, cytokine withdrawal can occur passively to contract the expanded population of antigen-specific T cells. A small fraction of cells will be reprogrammed to enter a memory phenotype, and this differentiation step is facilitated by IL-7 and IL-15. Memory T cells will continue to persist in the immune system and form the basis of anamnestic responses. In these regulatory processes, T cell death usually takes the form of apoptosis.